Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Chile would like to thank the work that's already been done. We think that it's extremely useful. We think, in fact, a valiant effort has been carried out here. We share what's been expressed by Japan, insofar as it's important to establish indicators which would allow us to monitor over time the effectiveness of measures which are being taken so that we can see which measures have been the best and make choices, put together best practices, and then, of course, as far as possible, they could then be implemented in other areas. Furthermore, we also believe that it's necessary that this information be added to over time, because currently there are a number of actions taking place, for example, that Chile is carrying out, and that we report to the G20, but for one reason or another, they simply don't appear on the platform. We also wanted to say and take the moment here just to recognize the work which is being carried out by myriad NGOs around the world. Many of their activities don't appear on this platform, but we should recognize the work that they are carrying out. And there are NGOs in many countries, if not all countries around the world, which are working very difficult, very diligently rather, to deal with marine litter. To protect people and to create change in the world. Thank you very much again. Thank you very much. Well, good morning, distinguished delegates and to the Secretariat. And everyone else present in the meeting. It's an extremely important meeting for us to make progress on our environmental agenda and deal with plastics. I'd like to thank the Secretariat and the work that they've carried out. We're seeing very, very good results and important conclusions which are already being drawn. I'm sure in the next Unia we will also see many more. Now, I have a couple of comments from yesterday. The scientific group which has worked on the sources report, this is a good foundation for us to build an understanding of the problem. And these kind of initiatives and increase of scientific knowledge, of course, are fundamental for us to make further progress, as other delegations have mentioned. During 2019, Argentina carried out a number of national programs looking at plastics throughout the life cycle and the impact that they have on marine litter. A number of actions have been carried out on single-use plastics. For example, single-use plastics have been banned in national parks and in a number of other areas as well as in large cities such as Buenos Aires. On this point on the agenda in the presentation which we have seen, Argentina hasn't been able to present anything on this platform yet, for a number of different reasons and a number of communication issues. But I would join the requests made by other delegations, just asking on how we can update and continue to keep the platform relevant. There are lots of things going on in lots of different countries by lots of different people that could be added to the platform. Because they're extremely important actions for our work that we'll continue to carry out, of course. So, Chair, that's a question for the Secretariat. How can we keep the platform up to date? How can we add new information to it? Because it's extremely important and extremely interesting. Thank you very much.
First of all, I would like to thank the Secretariat for preparing such a good report and for the development of such a platform, which will help us with the the elimination of marine litters. I hope it will be more expandable, such a platform, so as to increase its capacity to absorb more information. This report fails to report some of the actions in China, mainly because China did not meet the deadline to submit our report. We would like to provide more information. Since 2008, we started this action. Since this year, we have increased more measures, and we also proposed a few instructions from the central government to deal with the plastics, which is done all the way to the subnational levels, including the coastlines. We adopted some measures to prohibit some products and to decrease some. We also hope that we would start our action for the whole cycle of plastics, which is to emphasize that the whole cycle, life cycle of plastics should be dealt with. So we believe in the stock-taking exercise, the production, the circulation, and the marketing, all these stages, we should also take effective measures. And also we have a proposal in the stock-taking work, whether we could do something about technological renovation, including the alternatives, which will help to reduce the pollution of plastics. Thank you very much.
Hello. First of all, we'd like to thank the various entities for the work that's been carried out, as well as the Secretariat for giving us such important information on current actions, along with the other colleagues. I'd simply like to mention the importance of having up-to-date information so that we can carry out proper evaluation of the measures which have been implemented. This information is an important tool for better decision making, which would allow us to respond to the particularities of each country. In the same vein, it's important to bear in mind that we need to make sure there's a special focus on cross-cutting measures in various different economic sectors. As such, creating a transition to a circular economy. Let us also not forget the useful life cycle of certain products. Thank you very much. Hello, can you? Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chairman. And I apologize for the connection troubles that we've had. Now, on this point, and we would simply like to say that we agree with the European Union, as well as some other statements have been made by Rwanda. We see that national actions are taking priority to deal with plastic pollution. We see with concern that there are very few measures based on design. What we see are many downstream actions being take place within consumption. We think that focus should be shifted so that the entire life cycle is taken into account, as well as a transition to a circular economy. The waste, there are many other rather forms of waste which are not being properly reported, rather than just plastics. But we would like to thank the work that's been carried out by states and organizations of microplastic pollution. Now, for Colombia, it's important that they continue to be the generation of measures which aim for a gradual elimination of plastic. As well as fostering sustainable consumption. Plastic is the focus of both land-based and sea-based litter pollution, which coincides in plastic production. Colombia suggests preventative measures without, of course, forgetting cleanup operations to protect marine and coastal environments and its biodiversity. Finally, Colombia considers that the efforts that already exist in terms of global marine pollution should be reinforced to properly manage marine pollution, and that these would be more efficient in reaching concrete targets. Not just downstream, but upstream and being preventative as well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chairman. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Thank you very much then, Chair. Thank you very much for this fantastic report that we've received. We've studied it in depth. Now we have a few comments that we'd like to make. These related to, in fact, we agree with the statements made previously by our distinguished colleagues, basically around a better focus on capacities at different levels, from local through to national and regional, sub-regional, really to unite our efforts and to make sure that these activities are better reported as well as their effectiveness. From the Dominican Republic, we are of course an island nation. We put a lot of effort into regulation, but we also see the importance in the problem of marine litter and make sure that this is dealt with also in terms of its cross-border effects. We work on a number of different regional fora in the Caribbean, where there are a number of different actions being carried out. And we see that these need to be better coordinated, not just to make sure that actions are effective, but also to make sure that there is data being transmitted in a better way, which allows for better decisions to be taken. We've worked a lot at the local level, based on SDG 14 commitments, and the local efforts which are being made through the private sector and civil society are also something that we would like to be able to report through platforms. Now, this could be through a connection between regional platforms or different initiatives to make sure that there's an organized data flow towards a central intranational database, really a global database that you've presented to us. Thank you.
Hello again. This is the English channel. I hope you can hear me clearly. Could you please confirm? So this is the English channel. Okay, thank you very much, Andrew.
Hi, AM, this is Sergey doing a sound check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Can you hear me?
Testing sound then on the English channel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
This time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing sound on the English channel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing again on the English channel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 2, 1. Test, test. Testing sound on the English channel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing the sound on the English channel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing sound on the English channel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Moderator, it's Nino again, Chinese booth, in case of Chinese delegate speaking. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you well.
Okay. Thank you then. We are done.
Sound check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I've switched it on. Oh, okay, that's good to know. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, thank you. Now, just speaking on behalf of Togo, I'd like to thank you for the work that's been carried out and for the organization of this meeting. I can say that actions need to be taken both upstream and downstream. The government has proclaimed a law to ban the production of single-use plastic and of the throwing away of litter into watercourses. The interpreter would just like to state that the sound quality is very poor. But there is reticence at high levels to take action. The last cabinet reshuffle in Togo saw the creation of a ministry for the maritime economy. We call upon stakeholders to work fervently to ensure that microplastics do not end up in watercourses. There are, of course, actions that can be carried out upstream, and these are often carried out through organizations, through NGOs, and associations that work for coastal preservation, such as beach cleaning. Awareness raising activities also need to be carried out. We need to call upon associations and organized groups to teach people about plastic waste cycles. As such, the community would be better aware of the problem. Again, the interpreter would like to state the sound quality is very poor. There are severe consequences. Therefore, one of the most important actions we can carry out is awareness raising around the country, say through associations and organized groups, to teach people, for example, about plastic recycling. This is already happening, but it's not widespread enough. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chairman. Now, we consider that international cooperation and multilateralism are fundamental to deal with marine litter and microplastics at a global level, as well as at a national level. Exchanging scientific information and learned lessons are both very useful tools for capacity building, as well as for creating public policy based on scientific evidence. Within this framework, we'd like to recognize the work carried out by APEC, the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation Council, who've created a roadmap for marine litter and are currently carrying out projects on the circular economy, the monitoring of marine waste, as well as capacity building within social society and working with industry. From our point of view, Chile would like to say that it would be useful to create working alliances at an international level to find solutions to dealing with marine lace, for example, using artificial intelligence or other technology to monitor the degradation of marine plastics and other marine waste. Thank you very much. Hello, can you hear me okay? Can you hear me well enough? Well, thank you. Mexico would like to thank the presidency, the chairmanship rather, for the work that's been carried out, as well as the work of the co-presidency of AHEG and the secretariat for calling the meeting. Dealing, of course, with all of the various technological challenges that we've seen today and that we saw yesterday as well. Now, in yesterday's session, we kept saying that it's important to create synergies to properly use our available resources, and resources which are not just economic, of course. We believe that it's very important to use proper capacity building and our human resources. Two challenges that we were talking about yesterday and again today are the routes to take. And of course, this is why we've had our four expert group meetings, as well as the creation of mechanisms which can really deploy our resources properly to deal with the challenges that we have in front of us, and so that we make a lot of progress in the run-up to the next UNEA meeting. It's important to involve civil society, as well as to support local and indigenous communities. In terms of percentage, many of our countries have these communities. It's also important to underscore in fact to widen our approach to all marine litter. There are a number of contaminants which really fall out of the margins of the analysis that we're carrying out within our mandate. They have social and economic impacts, of course, particularly for the Caribbean region. For example, in the Sargasso region, there are a number of algae which are growing in the region, which are feeding from nutrients which are leaching into the sea, which are from farmland from a number of different regions around the Caribbean. In Mexico, of course, we understand the importance of creating complete management systems, as well as covering the importance of the current crisis and COVID. Now, in 2020, we see that we're now talking about upstream and downstream measures. And we think that this is a huge step forward. In the first few years, these concepts simply weren't clear. We weren't talking about these kind of concepts at all. Now, we see that what we need is a more complete analysis using now, of course, the focus that we've been proponing since the beginning with Chile, Costa Rica and Peru, as well as the measures proposed by Japan and New Zealand. We think that multilateral cooperation is important. We think that there needs to be a co-design for us to deal with the production of products and of then, of course, residual waste. We also believe that we need a circular economy scheme, rather, in order for us to make the necessary progress. Thank you very